I'm Dr. Steve Showalter, your host for Science Elements, a digest of cutting-edge research from the American Chemical Society, the world's largest scientific society. If some forecasts are correct, meeting our future energy needs could be more precarious than Nick Walenda's tightrope walk across a gorge near the Grand Canyon last month. In this episode, we take a look at some of the sobering news about this great global challenge and what scientists are doing to help us keep our balance on the power grid high wire. So in the next few minutes, you'll hear about why much of the world's newly discovered fossil fuel reserves may be unburnable, why there may be far less acreage available for biofuel crops than previously believed, and finally, how a small increase in energy conservation could have a big impact. According to a new analysis, up to 80% of the coal, oil, and gas reserves discovered by publicly listed companies could be unburnable if the world is to have a chance of avoiding dangerous climate change. The report by Carbon Tracker Initiative and the London School of Economics and Political Science notes that these figures correspond to what it would take to prevent Earth from warming more than 2 degrees Celsius over its pre-industrial average temperature. United Nations climate scientists think that warming above this threshold could be catastrophic for the planet. A story about the report appears in the July 8th issue of Chemical and Engineering News, the ACS Weekly News Magazine. CNEN senior editor Alex Scott notes that the biggest 200 fossil fuel companies are collectively spending $674 billion annually to find and develop new reserves. That's more than $6 trillion at risk of being wasted over the next 10 years. According to study co-author James Leighton, this financial risk is something that the investor community has yet to pick up on. Citing analysis from banking firm HSBC Holdings, the report's authors go on to make the case that the value of the 200 companies could plummet by as much as 60% if proposed policies limiting global warming to 2 degrees Celsius are introduced. The report concludes that financial markets have been turning a blind eye to the role of fossil fuels when it comes to climate change, but this carbon bubble is about to burst. The report's authors add that even without the United Nations 2 degrees Celsius threshold, the value of fossil fuel companies should fall when other factors such as the need to improve air quality in China push and pull people away from using fossil fuels. A recent study by a multinational team of scientists drastically reduces the estimated amount of additional land available for growing biofuel crops. Their report appears in Environmental Science and Technology, a semi-monthly ACS journal. Stefan Fritz and colleagues in Austria, Italy, Germany, and other countries explain that leaders in the United States and the European Union are becoming more concerned about how biofuel production will affect food security. This has led to a realization that increased production of biofuels must take place on so-called marginal land acreage. This land is not suitable for growing food crops, but capable of growing switchgrass, Indian beech trees, and Barbados nut trees. The scientists were concerned that previous estimates were targeting some areas where land is not so marginal, so they did the calculations using data obtained through crowdsourcing, which were based on higher resolution data sets. They concluded that previous studies had overestimated the amount of arable land. They also found that this earlier work had underestimated the amount of land already being cultivated. In addition, these estimates had not fully considered other competing uses for land other than farming. In their new revised estimates, Fritz and colleagues suggest that perhaps as little as 140 million acres or as much as 2.6 billion acres of additional land could be cultivated for biofuel production. Previous estimates ranged from 800 million to 3.5 billion acres. Fritz says this study highlights the large uncertainties in estimating land availability. For this reason, he suggests that such estimates should be used with appropriate caution. In our final story this week, a new study concludes that reducing energy usage in certain households could drastically slash a community's carbon footprint. Scientists in Switzerland say that energy conservation in a small number of households could go a long way to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Their study, which measured differences in energy demands at the household level, appears in Environmental Science and Technology. Dominic Sainer and colleagues point out that the energy people use to power their homes and commute accounts for more than 70% of emissions of carbon dioxide. To cope with that problem, policymakers and environmentalists have focused largely on electric power plants, heating systems, and cars, which release large amounts of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Sainer and his team decided to take a closer look at the other end of the equation. how energy consumption for housing and land-based mobility at the household level impacts greenhouse gas emissions. In their study of more than 3,000 households in a Swiss town, they found that only 21% of the households accounted for almost 50% of greenhouse gas emissions. A number of factors contributed to these few families having a disproportionately large environmental footprint. These included having large living spaces and taking long commutes in private vehicles. The researchers concluded that if the emissions from these households could be slashed in half, the total emissions of the community would be reduced by 25%. Well, that's all for now. I'm Dr. Steve Showalter for the American Chemical Society. Science Elements is adapted for podcasts from ACS Press Releases and the ACS Weekly Press Pack. To learn more about the articles featured in this week's episode, go to www.acs.org/science elements. From all of us at Science Elements, thanks for listening.